This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Montana is banning TikTok completely. That's a first. And Florida's got new laws affecting the LGBTQ community. We'll start there with the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors with new restrictions on adults seeking treatment. It's amongst a series of anti-LGBTQ plus bills signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The bills restrict pronoun use in schools and require people to use the bathroom corresponding with their sex at birth. DeSantis has made anti-LGBTQ plus legislation a large part of his agenda as he builds towards a presidential campaign. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Now to Montana, which has become the first state in the union to ban TikTok. Totally. TikTok is owned by a Chinese tech company.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed the legislation, which prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and sets a fine of $10,000 against any entity if a potential user is offered the ability to access the platform or download the app. The law is expected to face legal challenges. Montana's governor says TikTok's Chinese ownership makes it a significant risk to sensitive government data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's in Japan, where world leaders have been gathering for the G7 summit. He greeted Japanese Prime Minister Kishida by saying,
"When our countries stand together, we stand stronger. And I believe the whole world is safer when we do."
Ukraine will be a big topic at the summit. This morning, Russia fired more missiles toward Ukraine. Ukraine says it shot down almost all of them. A resolution to expel embattled New York Republican George Santos from Congress is being referred to the House Ethics Committee. He's been accused of financial wrongdoing, which he denies. Gas prices holding steady this morning, $3.53 a gallon. This is AP News. Now to Britain's Prince Harry.
Prince Harry and wife Meghan made their getaway in New York City in a taxi after being trailed by paparazzi. Zara Saeed was outside Manhattan's Ziegfeld Ballroom as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were leaving.
The entire time, a lot of the paparazzi were heckling Meghan and Harry and making just negative comments, trying to get a reaction out of them.
And the photographers followed the car and eventually went to a police station.
No, I was crossing on 67th Street and then the security guard hailed me. And next thing you know, Prince Harry and his wife were hopping into my cab.
Sukhcharn Singh's cab.
I think they were being chased the whole day or something, so they were pretty nervous.
The royal couple's spokesperson claims they had been dangerously pursued by paparazzi in a near catastrophic car chase through the streets of Manhattan.
No, that must have happened earlier if they were being chased before.
Police say the pursuit was relatively short and led to no injuries, collisions, or arrests. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.